From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Tomorrow night, the Miami Heat will welcome a former basketball coach as a special guest. She's not an NBA coach. She's a high school principal. And as WLRN's Nadej Green tells us, since Hurricane Irma, she's been known as the Chainsaw Nun.
Good morning, John Anthony. Come here a minute, sweetheart. Your hair's sticking up. Let me help you here. Okay, there you go. Now you're ready. Good man. Watch out. I'll hit the pole. Have a good day.
Sister Margaret Ann has been principal at Archbishop Coleman F. Carroll High School in Southwest Miami-Dade for 3 years. That's when she was sent here by the Carmelite Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Los Angeles, her order in California.
Good morning.
Her school day routine starts here, standing outside where she opens car doors and greets students as they're being dropped off.
Be safe on the field trip, okay? And keep an eye on some of those other guys that do crazy things, okay? All right? I mean it.
She knows everyone by name, and she gets everyone off the car, and always a smile.
Andrew Alborne is in the 11th grade.
The world could be ending, and Sister Margaret has a smile on her face.
Before Hurricane Irma and the whole chainsaw thing, she was better known as a soft-spoken, beloved principal and a devoted follower of Christ.
The nurturing, the flowering of a young person's life is just an incredible gift.
When Hurricane Irma hit, her students describe it as the moment
when she became famous.
Out working hard, gloves on, cleaning up the debris. She is Sister Margaret Ann.
When the storm passed, the road leading to her convent, like many other roads around South Florida, was blocked by fallen trees. During the storm, she stayed at the school, and when she left to go back home,
there were so many trees, you just really could not even drive on it.
She watched a car nearly crash, trying to maneuver around the trees. She turned around and went back into the school.
So I came and got a chainsaw, and then just started to try to clear a path.
When I looked to my right, and I saw a nun with a chainsaw, and my eyes were in disbelief.
Miami-Dade police officer Sylvia Nadal was off duty when she took out her phone and shot this video. Sister Margaret Ann, wearing her full habit, cutting away trees with a chainsaw. Officer Nadal told Sister Margaret to wait for help.
It's like, no, I need to do this.
So she offered the nun with a chainsaw a pair of garden gloves.
Because I didn't have any gloves.
Sister Margaret Ann went to college on a basketball scholarship and then became a college basketball coach. She's 5 feet 11 inches tall. She says she taught herself how to use a chainsaw with some help from YouTube. The Miami-Dade County Police Department shared that video on Facebook. It went viral. Over 7 million views. First was the CNN interview. A candy company wanted her to star in a commercial.
But we're not going to do that.
A brewery in Boynton Beach named a beer after her.
It's called Nun with a Chainsaw.
Doug Farrell is owner of Due South Brewing Company. The Nun with a Chainsaw is an IPA, India Pale Ale.
Tropical fruit notes and a little bit of pine and woodiness too.
Sister Margaret Ann wouldn't know. She doesn't drink beer. People also started sending her chainsaws.
A man in Canada, someone in Arizona.
And at a Florida Panther hockey game, the team gave her a chainsaw signed by players.
I'm sitting there watching a hockey game. And this man comes up, sits next to me, and he said, Sister, thank you. Thank you for what you do. You reminded me of God's love and God's goodness, and I'm back in the church again.
After Hurricane Irma, people thought it was so strange to see a nun wielding a chainsaw. That's why the video went viral. Sister Margaret Ann says, this is what nuns do. You see something that needs to get done, and you do it.
The story touched people in a different way, and I think helped them to see that there is goodness in the world amidst the fighting and the politics and different things happening.
Goodness in the world. Sister Margaret Ann hopes this is what people will get from the Chainsaw Nun. I'm Nadej Green. In Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.